I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, May 2nd. A Weymouth man is charged with trafficking crack cocaine and fentanyl in Quincy. 31-year-old Gito Matthew was arrested Tuesday afternoon after detectives with the Quincy Police Drug Control Unit witnessed what they suspected was a drug deal at 95 West Quantum Street in North Quincy. Officers searched a black Volkswagen with a drug-sniffing dog and found a Ziploc bag full of what turned out to be crack cocaine and fentanyl hidden in the cushion of a wheelchair. Officers also recovered over $3,000 in cash and an iPhone. Matthew faces drug trafficking charges in Quincy District Court. Two workers suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries after an industrial accident in Braintree. Yesterday morning, the workers from New Hampshire were in a crane basket on Quincy Avenue when a wheeled boom fell onto its side, knocking into the crane. The two men, aged 19 and 40, suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Police said they were rushed to a Boston hospital for treatment. OSHA is investigating that incident. After a devastating fire demolished an apartment building in Randolph on Sunday night, community leaders are now stepping in to help the victims. The Friendly Food Pantry, in collaboration with the town of Randolph, is launching a fundraising campaign to provide relief and support to those victims. Officials estimate at least 30 families lost their homes when a blaze broke out at an apartment complex on Bridal Path Circle. Yellow and orange flames could be seen bursting from the roof of the building as black smoke filled the air. Officials said the building didn't have any sprinklers, causing the flames to spread rapidly. The state fire marshal's office said they couldn't determine the cause of the fire due to the catastrophic damage. However, a spokesperson said based on witness interviews and remaining evidence, they don't believe the blaze was intentionally set. Gift cards are being collected at Town Hall, the Turner Free Library, and the Randolph Community Center, and a GoFundMe page has been set up, has raised over $7,000. Remains that are believed to be human were found yesterday afternoon in a residential area of Easton. Officers responded about 12:50 p.m. to a report of potential human remains in a brook off of Summer Street. Officers were seen in the yard of a house on Summer Street near Black Brook Road. State and local police responded to the scene, which was processed by investigators. The Office of the Chief Medical Examiner will test the remains to confirm they are human. Easton police said in an earlier statement that there was no active threat amid the investigation. Canton police and firefighters will resume testimony today in the Karen Reed trial. The Mansfield woman accused in the 2022 death of her Boston police officer boyfriend. 43-year-old Reed has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder and other charges. The prosecution says she hit her boyfriend, John O'Keefe, with her vehicle outside of a home in Canton during a snowstorm on January 29, 2022, following a night of drinking. The trial was not in session yesterday, so the jury will hear more testimony from Canton police officers, firefighters, and EMTs who responded to the scene. According to court documents, prosecutors plan to call up to 87 witnesses during the trial. The defense plans to call up to 77. Some names appear on both lists. Ahead of the trial, which has brought contentious debate and protest, a buffer zone was instituted around the courthouse in Dedham. Opening statements were delivered on April 29th. The trial is expected to last 6 to 8 weeks. Governor Healey recently approved a supplemental budget that will funnel over $460 million to help fund the emergency shelter system that's being overwhelmed by the migrant crisis. Although he supports helping migrants, State Representative Tacky Chan of Quincy says a more permanent long-range plan needs to be developed to address the issue. The new budget places a 9-month cap on shelter residents, with the possibility of extensions based on certain criteria. In total, the administration estimates that the state will have spent over $800 million on the migrant shelter crisis over the past year. To-go cocktails are here to stay after Governor Healey signed them permanently into law Tuesday as part of that supplemental budget bill that contained pressing amendments to fund the emergency shelter system. There is one significant change to the bill that could impact some restaurants' takeout programs. Restaurants are no longer allowed to sell wine and beer for off-premise consumption, as they had been permitted to do during the pandemic. The new law no longer allows the 192 ounces of beer and 2 bottles of wine to be sold off-premise, though a separate older law states that restaurants can recork a bottle of wine for patrons to take home, but an eatery with a liquor license can still sell up to 64 ounces of mixed drinks to go. Translates to about 8 cups of a mixed drink. The move to make to-go cocktails permanent marks Massachusetts as the 27th state to have such a law. Other states are considering making similar legislation permanent post-pandemic, according to a release from the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States, who also cheered Massachusetts lawmakers' decisions. The Quincy Animal Shelter recently received a donation of over $3,500 from the first ever Pooch Playoffs fundraiser. Quincy photographer Wendy Adams organized the competition in naming the most photogenic dogs on the South Shore. Cashew, a long-haired dachshund from Weymouth, was named the local winner, however, did not make it to the national competition. Adams recently joined Quincy Animal Shelter director Kit Burke at the shelter on East Quantum Street and some shelter volunteers in presenting a check for $3,564. Adams says she will host the event again next year. Dove Domestic Violence Ended here in Quincy will hold their annual Let's Dance Spring fundraiser tonight at the Granite Links Golf Club in Quincy. The event begins at 6 p.m. and features raffles, a silent auction, interactive games, food, dancing, and a survivor speaker. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 87, the NASDAQ down 52, and the S&P lost 17. Asian markets also wobbled after U.S. stocks swung to a mixed finish, with the Federal Reserve delaying cuts to interest rates. The euro was up and oil is at $84 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat the Heat 118-84 and win that series 4-1. They're now off to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Bruins will face off against the Maple Leafs in Game 6 in Toronto tonight at 8 o'clock. The Bees lead that series 3-2. Red Sox beat San Francisco 6-2 last night. They'll play again at 1:35 this afternoon at Fenway Park. It should be a nice afternoon for baseball. The forecast from the National Weather Service is calling for some partly sunny skies with highs in the low 70s. Maybe some showers this evening and a low of 48. Tomorrow, partly sunny at a high of 61. Cloudy on Saturday with a high of 60. Looks like some rain and showers on Sunday with a high of 58. Well, the boater waves about 2 feet, wind out of the south, 5 to 10 knots, next high tide, 7:12 p.m. Sunrise, 5:37, sets 7:45. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, May 2nd.